At that time, when all things were being set for this time, were we aware of what we were doing?
Well, we say yes, you were, but convincing you of that is a white knuckle flight for us. See, this comes back to your mind, the labyrinth of your mind. Better back up, Bob. We got this one. The labyrinth of your mind sets up a very horrible, ridiculous, inappropriate precedent. It tries to validate everything that is based on what was that you knew that is. You will have no recollection of knowing this unless something you've experienced. As you'd say, the glib cliche archetype, people don't know what they like what they know. Well, you are also doomed to be judged by that same moniker. So, therefore, there is no experience that you can recall and embrace except if it's one that you've already done. So if you've already done it, then you can embrace it. If you can embrace it, then you can say, oh, this is something I know. This is not foreign to me. I know this. And yet, that time will only allow a certain amount of long-term, short-term cognitive responses to be laced or threaded together. So, a needle pulling thread, you have to only hem the stitches that connect to the same line of fabric, okay? Two clothes woven together are inappropriate. Leviticus will certainly tell you. And you get you smote, get you stoned for committing the grievous offense. Because as you cross over those multiple lines in a seemingly stitched thread, you can only connect those that attach to the same garment. So therefore, your realities are only available to you that are in the same hemmed stitch. It's a different hemmed stitch from a different fabric. You can't recall it. Then when we bring it back to it, you say, well, that's great, Ion. Can you tell me, do I remember that? And we go, well, yes, we can tell you if you remember it, but it'd be better if you knew you remembered it. Then you'd say, oh, yes, by the way, I recall that.
We cannot even remember when we were babies.
That's because you weren't babies.
We weren't babies. Yes. Now, come on, like that, as we learned tonight.
So when you're,
see, your mind can't take it.
A good reason for that. You ain't there.
Are babies empty then?
Do you recall?
Yes.
Were you one? So do you recall?
No, but as you say, my mind is trying to understand, how did I appear here?
You didn't appear here, darling. You've always been here. That's the point.
Yes, but I was not always the same age, for example.
There's no time. There is no age. There's only representations of you that you embrace.
That's interesting to understand.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
We see ourselves as children and then as...
When you say...
But it's all an illusion that we are children and we are...
Look at Dr. Dean. She's 12. Look at her. He's 12. Now,
yes.
Bob looks like he was born in 1922. There's no question there. We got that. But look at Carolyn. She's 12, maybe 13, just coming into puberty.
When you say we weren't born, does that go for every single person?
Yeah. If you were born, how did you fall? What'd you fall from? Or what'd you fall to?
What about those births we witnessed or those babies that were videotaped? They were being born.
It's a lie.
A lie?
Yeah. And so the government can get them certificates and take them insurance policies out to cash against you. Yeah. But if you weren't born, they can't get a life insurance on you, can they? That Politburo.
Hey, Ian, I was in my daughter's birth. I was in the hospital when my second daughter was born.
Yes.
Where was I?
You were in the hospital.
Yeah, getting motherfucked by my wife.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, son of a bitch, you son of a bitch. So that, she wasn't screaming in reality?
No, she really was screaming in reality. She was.
So, but my daughter didn't come out of her vagina?
She was not born to your wife. No. She was. She is, but she was not born to your wife.
So what is that, an illusion for all of us?
It's a contusion of all of you. You've got to find some, looking for a reason. You had to find some connection to be a connection.
So actually, there are no parents or daughters or... There is no connection, really, if we are not born.
Well, there is genealogy... Genealogically speaking, genetically speaking, the genealogy, especially the one in Kings and Chronicles, list off all the begets. This one beget that one, begat that one, begat that one. And that's to get you back to God, what you call your fall, of how far you fell. That's the only reason to have this line of it's in your genes. That's to line that up. But that's the only connection. And total biology very quickly tells you that if you don't have your family around you to run the details of your connection, and they run in your family, and that family is what ran you into the thing, then you're all by yourself. It's no wonder that you should die the same horrible death that they probably will also if they do. Is it like that, Dr. Neen?
She yelled out no.
I yelled out no, but everybody here is on mute.
Yay, go our team. So, that's the gist of it.
The biggest mind fuck ever.
So, Ion, are there parts, are there parts of ourselves or parts of me that's embracing another timing and another, what I would call a life, like 4,000 years ago?
Maybe, but if you had the Book of the Dead, you could trace it.
The Egyptian Book of the Dead?
That one works for us.
Is that the same thing as genealogy, as our, as what's held in our genes?
No. How to get back. How to get back.
And the Book of the Dead tells us how to get back? Back to where? Are you talking about getting out of our fallen state?
No. Or how to get back to where you were.
To source.
And is there any relationship between the fall and the stone in this coming back? Because you mentioned in the Revelations that the stones are a way to come back, that can help you come back.
Maybe. See, we can't just say no. Because we can do the Papyrus of Ani, but you wouldn't get that either.
Hey, Ian, when you say Book of the Dead, do you mean the Egyptian book or the Tibetan?
Both.
When you say get back, it's getting back to where we know.
Back to where you are.
But we still believe in this false premise of time.
Well, we're sorry about that. Doesn't make it any more real.
Yeah, speak for yourself there, Gene. Say, I believe in time. I bet you can't say that. I still believe in time. Come on, say it as an individual. You're so stupid. Come on, try it.
Time is a false premise.
Yeah, but what about what you
and
believe?
I have no perception of what...
Just say, I believe in time.
I believe in time. I believe in no time. I believe in both. It's both and.
So you're just
what?
In time.
I'm just in time. Yeah, but time has to, this perception of time has something to do.
It keeps on slipping into the future.
Eureka's not like a...
And we want to fly like an eagle.
Echo is a repetition. It's like something that is happening after.
Let there be given unto me bread cakes in the house of refreshing, and sepulchre offerings of cakes and ale, a propitiatory offerings in Anu, and a permanent homestead of Shehek-Arah, with wheat and barley therein, to the double of the Osiris, the scribe, Ani.
Is that the Book of the Dead, Roxy? You know that?
Yes.
Hey, Ion, what did J.W.'s relatives say about me?
We can't say it. It's a show. It's a family show.
For me, it makes sense what you said, that the history is not linear, so our life is also not linear, right?
Never has been, but you try to make it, you try to live a linear life. And then you find out that you are the one and only, and that all the girls are crazy about a sharp-dressed man.
So all of them exist at the same time, and it just...
There is no time. That's the trouble. There you go. So you try to take the false premise and make it be about the premise, and it never works. Bob would say you can't have it both ways. Unless
we just make it up then, Ion. We just make up, we embrace the...
No, you don't do that. You take and you fill in the blotters. You take the ink stains. You take the ink stain and the blotters, and they pull it up, and then you say, and then that's how they gauge your sanity, based on what you see in the ink blotter. Well, the ink blotters are just blotters of ink. But based on what you see, that gauges and gives reference of what you see. But you obviously see things, so your imagination is driving. So you have a driving imagination that sets what you are. Well, then you become that which you are, because you are. But you're not that what you are, because it's just what you think you are. So you think what you think, you think that you think that you think that you are. And then you come back and you find out that that's not who you are at all. People get married and live a very long life, have families, and they wake up and find out they're raging homosexuals. They just wake up one day, I think I'm going to be a homosexual, and then there they go.
Okay, but that's still all in this idea of this life. When you talk about Bob being around for 4,000 years, then Bob had an image of a different environment.
Oh, you mean Ra.
That he, yeah, Ra's environment. Bob was in Ra's environment.
Dude.
Bob was Ra?
No, I was a friend of Ramsey's. I was a friend of Ramsey's.
Bob caught it in the butt. Bob caught it in the butt.
Yeah, I was his homosexual lover. I was a homosexual at one point for a couple thousand years. I was a flaming gay guy.
At one point, it was.
At one point.
So are you saying, Ion, that Bob went to a therapist one time, and the therapist showed him a bunch of ink blotters, and then Bob dreamed up all of these lives?
Oh, but the good news is for Bob, he didn't remember. He wouldn't recall. Is there ink? Carolyn, do we do ink? We don't know. Have you been marked up? No. Do I have any tattoos on my body? No. Would I have one? Oh, no, we don't do that, Bob. We don't do that. We don't get marked up. Okay. So we don't get marked. No. Sorry, I don't know what you're talking about. We don't get marked up.
I think it's hard for us to understand because we also have these parallel world existences and all these bodies. So there is no way to understand. It's like an Escher painting. All the things
but
happening.
They all the lines connect, darling.
Yes.
Yes, your diagram. All the lines connect. Yes.
Yes. Somebody trying to get attention.
Well, give them some.
I don't know.
Sorry, that was my oven timer.
It's okay. Your oven wants attention, see? So give it to it.
Yeah.
You were saying, Roxy, about what? What are we talking about?
Existence being like a nature painting all connecting one point.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah. She's arguing that all the lines don't make up, and she's decided that climbing up under things and standing up and bumping her head is not the fastest path to her joy. So she's no longer going to continue to try to understand things that are far too short for her to be under.
Right.
Spoken from the world's tallest midget.
That's correct.
I feel like something click when you say this thing about history not being linear.
Roxy, imagine your intestines overlaying each other. You know how they image your intestines all sort of lying over each other? That's the way reality is. And so
your gut,
you could be at one part of the intestines. So you're in one part of the intestine that could be called Toronto, but it's lying up against a twisting thing that puts you back in Egypt 3,000 years ago. It's right beside your Toronto thing. See? So that's how...
Nothing's that close to Toronto. Ugh.
If you see how everything is touching things not linearly. Everything's touching things like an over a piled up spaghetti. So you're here, and then that's touching another thread of spaghetti, which is actually 2 million years from now, because there's no limit to the pile of spaghetti.
To the amount of ridiculous, inappropriate, non-existent time that Bob keeps trying to line things up to.
Yeah, by chart.
Ugh. That's why it's
by
a chart tiny
time.
Yeah, that's tiny.
Then it should be easier to go back to the ascended state.
That's the point. Welcome to my world.
You see in the revelations that the door was always there, and it was open, like there is a window.
So the 18th pylon.
Well, that confuses everything. 18th pylon. Oh, no, no one knows what that is.
The 18th pylon. Well, you're in the Book of the Dead. She does.
So pylon, that's sort of like a wharf, part of a wharf, right?
Okay.
Boat wharf.
I see it. 1,000 at BC and 1,000 AD are on top of each other.
Ta-da.
That makes about as much sense as my life has made to me.
Your life makes a lot of sense. You just can't see it.
So you are the one and only.
I am the one and only.
I got a verse for you, Ian. Dr. Stone, Daniel 2:44-45. And in those days of the kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And that kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms. And it shall stand forever, for as much as thou sawest that stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, the gold, the great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter. And the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. That was Daniel interpreting the dream of Nebuchadnezzar.
Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time and that he would shew the king the interpretation.
So is that the first mention of that stone?
No, it's in Ezekiel.
When they talk about the stone in the Bible, are they always speaking of the white stone?
You'll have to ask Bob above our pay grade.
Bob, do you know?
He's busy trying to get Carolyn pregnant.
Are there more stones than just the white stone?
We muted Bob. We muted Bob. Scream, damn you. Scream. That's what you need to do. Scream. That's it. Send a little email. Yeah, holler a little bit. Yeah.
Is that what you do?
Thou sawest till that a stone cut without hand, which smote the image upon his feet that were iron and clay, and break them to pieces.
See, they can't do a thing without you, Bob.
Yes, they can. That's the last question.
What about the black stone in Mecca?
That was a Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were running on Babylon, honey. Babylon.
Is that a sacred stone? The black stone in Mecca?
We don't know one in Mecca.
In regards to us not being born, you said it's not an illusion, it's a contusion, and contusion is an injury to tissue without laceration. It's like a bruise.
Yes.
So I'm trying to think how that fits into us not being born.
You're fallen. That fallen, you don't remember that you weren't born.
Oh.
You were God. and you separated yourself from God. So you got to start. So if you're God, you can't say, oh, I was a God, and I remember casting myself down on the earth as one who sinned and fallen short of the grace and glory of God. Then I was messing with me, oh, God, yeah, wait, me, and me said that, now, wait a minute, I could save myself, but then I would be a sinner, and God isn't a sinner, so if I'm a sinner saved by grace, and I'm God, and God saved me, if I save myself, then I'd have to go to purgatory, and then I'd have to have Jesus come and fetch the keys to death in the grave in the middle ground, from the middle ground that I fell from, so I could be born again. No, wait, that I wasn't born, so I could be born again and reascend from the ascension that comes back to the, no, wait. If I was God, no. Yeah, if God was one of us, no, wait. What would you ask if you just had one question? No. Wait. Now we got this. Okay. So, if you were God and you couldn't remember, then you'd have to come from some whore. So the whore, as Daddy Farquhar, as Daddy Farquhar would say, the whore would be your mama. And so then you could ask eternally, how is your mama Nim? Well, mama Nim is the one that you beget yourself from, so you could remember Genie Electrically. Genie Electric, that's the one who invented the electric slide. But in the electric slide, then what happens? It's electric. Then what happens is you can trace your way backward doing the steps. Three steps forward and two back. Step, slide back, heel to toe, turn,
12 steps.
And then everybody back. 12-step program. Yeah, that's so it's only six steps. It's only six steps, Bob. You do them six at a time, and they're affirmation. They're
Paul affirmation. Williams, six steps.
You can ask the Oakley Winfrey Network. Yeah. Oakley's own. She's got it. Yeah, she loves it. And then you can get the Paul Anka version, which is even better. He got the, it's just like a 12-step program, only with him you can have a drink.
Hey, Ofadel, what is it? Blackstone in what? In Cairo? Where's the
Mecca,
Blackstone?
That ridiculous Mecca bullshit.
Was it Mecca, Roxy? Did you say Mecca?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
that threw Eliza because she thought it was Mecca, and then Ian denied it, and that just stumped Eliza. She just retreated to
a different
alcohol in the kitchen. She's now drinking alcohol.
I'm in my living room.
Well, that's where you're having
the
alcohol.
She's drinking corn liquor in the living room, Bob. She's not drinking in the kitchen, silly Bob.
I think Eliza has the record for runs at Ion and basically trips before she gets there. Nothing personal.
We're just glad that her affirmation is dull, or we'd be, the Johnny Dagger would have us run through for sure.
Yeah, have you had any complete questions, Eliza? Did you ever get anything completely answered?
Good. I think I would say
We're glad about that.
The first question I asked was if you were from Media or if you lived during that time. Because, as Ian said last week, it all started in Media, and that's where it's
The reason she can't get a question answered is because we answer it, and then she goes on to something else. That's why you can't get it, darling. It's amazing. Bob has the same trouble. Too many syllables. I need to get every syllable.
Saying millennia, Media, not
Bob
Media,
is,
but Meridian. Which
Media
are you talking
about?
Media.
The same place Ian was speaking about last week.
Where Moses' wife was.
That's Media. That's not M-E-D-I-A. How do you spell Eliza?
Media.
There was M-I-D-E-A.
Yeah.
And there was M-E-D.
And there's Tyler Perry's version. Oh, wait, no, that's Medea. Yeah, that was good, too.
I remember I posted that to Jean. She said M-E-M-I-D-E-A, and then I corrected with
the G's. You have to ask G's, because you're a Moabite, Bob. You're from Moab.
How long did I do that?
Well, you're not quite through yet, so we're not sure how to answer
that. Oh, okay. I'm still a Moabite. I'm in the Mobi quadrant. Okay, so let's move on with some more knowledge. We've been fucking around with ions everywhere. Learning so much from ions. We need to take a break from ions. We need to find out what Bob's eating today.
Bob, what food?
Where were the Moabites born?
They weren't born. Did you have green drink yet, Bob?
I haven't had the green drink yet, but that's true.
You should have green drink.
I got to have a green drink. Yeah, I fucked up. But that's a good point. Nobody was born in Moabite because Moab was very close to the ascended continent, metaphorically.
Nobody's born anyway because that's just
Okay, that was stupid. So why did you just say no was born? Oh, that applies to everywhere.
We already answered that. Now, if we answer a question and we clear it and you come back and ask the question that we've already answered again. Does that count as another complete question? Is that good? Or is that another category of yet another question that I'm not going to get answered from my end because the reason is because he's already answered it. Is that how that occurs?
Yeah, Dave Worser was right. Bob's just trying to ask as many questions as possible.
Ion, someone's coming in.
Before you said you're looking for the stone to get you across the River Jordan.
Yes.
To cross the river, it's a metaphor for something.
It's not a metaphor. It's deep and wide. It's what separates you from the promised land. It's where Canaan land is just in sight. Oh, Lord, Bob, it's probably in your inbox. Don't worry, you ain't going to play. It really doesn't make any difference.
We started this payday also with this river. Joyce mentioned the Riveting River or something like that. This river... What is made of this? What are the things that are impeding us to be in the promised land or to get to the promised land? Is that our physical body is not perfect yet, or is it the mind, or is it all?
You just got to get across the river.
Metaphorically or actually?
No, actually. Moses led God's children 40 years. He led them.
Okay, let's take a break. You're just giving us too much truth.
let's talk about something else. Let's talk about your favorite subject, McLuhan.
McLuhan. Yeah, McLuhan, Texas.
No, I was wondering, because Winston Lewis and... McLuhan had a brain tumor.
Yeah, let's go into that.
Fake it or...
Did he fake it or he make it? Did he have a brain tumor when he had the long 21-hour surgery, Ion? They said it was benign, but is that another way of saying he didn't have one?
Most of his life was benign, Bob.
And
except
what
for
was...
Corinne. Corinne wasn't benign.
But the he was saluting everybody, freezing his class... didacticism, classroom talk, and you said he was fake doing that to get attention. Well, was that arm action, Dr. Strangelove salute, was that connected to his benign tumor operation?
Yes.
So that the arm, the saluting, the Dr. Strangelove salute caused illness in his brain?
No. The fact that his brain was triggering I have normal movement.
A new labyrinth.
Yeah, the arm wasn't causing the brain tumor.
Well, how do you know?
Because I'm a doctor.
No, that's the problem. She's a doctor.
She plays one on TV, too.
What would be the new medicine explanation of them developing these tumors, like Winston Lewis and then...
Yeah, Wyndham Lewis and McLuhan had the same tumor I had.
Brain tumor in total biology is you never think your brain is going to be as good as your father's or some other authority figure.
Or your bulldog, pit bull, Kimber.
Okay, we're trying to stay focused here, Ion. Trying to get an answer.
Well, you're not focused.
You're not focused. So the why did McLuhan get the brain tumor? Did the brain trigger the arm, which then triggered the brain tumor?
if he didn't have an arm, he'd have half a mind not to notice.
And then he did notice, so the other half of the mind kicked in.
Okay.
That was benign. No, really. Wait, how do you connect the arm movement? He had a notion, Carol. Not
Bob, if you have a brain tumor in the area where your arm movements are occurring
in
your brain.
He didn't have a brain tumor. It was malign, benign.
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 But it was malign.
It was a tumor.
There was a tumor. There was substance in there. It wasn't supposed
And it was flipping,
cancer.
And it could flip his arm.
Yeah, it was like that.
But why did Ian said that McClune was doing it as a joke.
It's Luke
Kimbach. Not a joke.
Luke Kimbach.
Look at your inbox, Carol. Ian said McClune was lifting his arm to get the kids to pay attention. This is the third time he's done that tonight, Carol. Look. Look at that. Jesus.
You can see it.
I mean, I go, what? He's very curious. What?
Yeah.
That was a human eye on. What did Bob do?
Go get Luke and Buck. You better go get Luke and Buck. We ain't playing.
I think we're going to have to take a break, Roxy. I just wanted to ask him,
are these sounds you're making electricity or what are they?
Yeah, the sounds right now, he's walking around the factory, so, you know, he goes by the sounds.
The factory and the black
walking around
heels.
The factory.
And the black heels.
Hey, Ion, are you the hologram split from Ion? JW? Are you split? Is he back there?
No, JW is really cross because he's trying to get Canaan land is just in sight. But that's a whole other thing because you know how Bob doesn't like the Gaithers, so that makes it even worse. It's down in every way.
Okay, we're muted.
All participants are now muted.
JW, me or you guys? I don't know what the next topic is. Let's see.
So we're making the contact. You can see, like the Terminator can see, and you can do a lot more than that. Hollywood, they've been showing alien intelligence doing their abilities. You can do all of that. You're more alien than foreign bodies, we call them, foreign world bodies. You're more alien than them. More strange.
Okay.
So will the world see that this is the ET contact they all thought that was they were waiting for?
No, we're not going to do it that way. We're going to do it different. We're going to make it be that it always was.
So you will allow foreign body entities to claim the mantle of contact?
They won't be foreign.
They won't be foreign bodies. There are no foreign bodies then?
There are, but you're foreign. So you could take over and you'd be a foreign body. You got a little Lemurian in you anyway. Damn lizard bastard you.
Is that what people pick up? They say, that fucking guy is a whack job, man. He's a fucking... And they're actually picking up the Lemurian.
They don't know enough to know what they know that they know. It's no worries.
Okay, that was that. Well, that little section, I got a little Lemurian in me.
That's why the Bandera Quetzalcoatl site, Lemurian.
Say it again?
Your Quetzalcoatl...
Yes, Quetzalcoatl and Quetzalpetl's the Lemurian part. Is that the secret knowledge in the Toltec world?
Were they Lemurians?
The Toltec.
No.
Were the Toltec?
No. Lemurian, no. Bob's the only lizard people among us. Bob's got a little lizard in him.
You said you wouldn't tell them. Come on, Ian. You promised you'd never tell them. You'd fucking blow it after 3 years.
Whaley,
you don't do
Whaley, Willie, and the boys.
I have fucked. No one will pay their dues anymore now.
Lugenbach, Texas.
That's where McLuhan got nailed, eh? You're talking about McLuhan when you said that. What is special about the Toltecs culture? Even though it had a bias, what was their special, unique wisdom?
They just connect. They connect to the Shiites.
They connected to the Shiites?
Yep.
When they left, they didn't came back. Are they coming back?
Not yet.
They're waiting for Bob to get his shit together.
Trying to get across the River Jordan. And Canaan land is just in sight, Bill. It's just in sight.
What song was that you recommended that was called River Jordan? Who was it by?
Bob calls them the Gators.
The Gaither brothers.
Are we going to do something similar, like...
Yes, you are. You're not something similar. You're going to do just that. You're going to cross that River Jordan.
Oh, that's jumping off the Grand Valais. Now I get what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Jumping off the Grand Valais is our River Jordan. Are you guys with me? We're going up from the roof. We're going to leap into another world, and then I'll get you back.
Okay, question for Shannon, Ian. How come the butler knows more than we marvelous creators do?
Because you're drunk on your own liquor.
Did anyone else think Ian's ball sounded like an S&M session? Ian's ball, I don't know what the ball is, sounded like an S&M session. More words on this ball, please.
It was hot. And we can make you nuts.
That's right. No, he's talking about the metal bounced on the floor, right. Did anyone else think Ian's ball sounded? Yes, it did sound like an S&M session.
And we can make you nuts, too. We can knock the little man out the boat. That's what we talk about.
Little man out the boat. Shannon, we cannot speak on the bowl. That's top secret. That's Bob stuff. Bob stuff doesn't get revealed.
Yeah, all right. That's right. A bowl. The bowl.
And then she says, abracadabra. She goes, Ian, does it mean I create what I speak? Abracadabra,
no.
Does that mean I create what I speak?
No, you can't speak of things you haven't created. Lukenbach says that you're making money, but money makes you. But Lukenbach says,
"Are you saying that we've already? You can't create something.
Can't
what you speak has already been created.
You can't.
We can't even get a yes, no.
You're able to say it if you're if you listen. If you're able to say it, it's already created.
Okay, very good. And then she says, "Baby's illusion, but." We can't remember being born, i.e. no one is born. But as a mother, I can attest that I remember birthing my children. How does I explain birth from them? You didn't, Shannon. You're a fucking liar. You convinced yourself. You're lying eyes. How does I explain birth from the mother's perspective?
It's a shift. It's a ripping shift of the conjunctive positioning of connection. Of yourself.
I can understand. So, I get that.
Where's your placenta? You gave birth, bring me your placenta.
So look at it this way, people. If there is eternity, everything is so valuable that your ability to create whole holograms for you to live in is normal. I mean, you know, you can create anything because there's no boundaries. There's nothing holding anything in.
If you gave birth, how do you lose a child?
Boy, we really got lost. Everybody is so lost in the labyrinth of their creations. It's no wonder we don't know. There's millions of worlds.
All of Chronicles is listing off of who got who. Who beget whom. And it's just for that link. It's so you can link it back.
You mean that is true? That begetting is accurate?
Yeah.
That's the actual real birth connections.
No, it's not birth connections. It's who begat who they came from.
Oh, we can create other people.
Only from a linear standpoint to get you back to God.
That's too complex. Let's just go to the beach, you know, as you often say.
Okay.
Let's just give it up. Let's stop trying to figure out what you're talking about.
How does metal bounce?
That's what you're not to know.
He's making that noise again.
About news. What happened with the 43 students that are missing?
They are on a journey.
Were they removed by anybody? Were they shot, decapitated, or anything, you know, murdered?
No. They're not missing. They just disappeared.
Will they come back?
We don't know.
Why did they disappear? Did they make a joint effort listening to our show? Did he get inspired by us?
We can't say some of this, Bob.
Oh, okay. It's top secret or it's trouble.
No, we just can't say some of this.
You can't say or you didn't say, Ian?
We won't say.
It's too hot a topic.
Yep.
We're going to do it. You're going to get it, but you're going to get it. So you come back, you turn around and look and go, oh, my Jesus God, he's done it again. Maude, would you look at that? He laid it all out there in front of everybody.
He gave the code to the bombs in Los Alamos. He laid it out there for everybody. It's a big phrase. Just everything. All over the place. He got it going on there. But he couldn't tell it when you asked to see the coming. He couldn't do it. He couldn't do it. He couldn't do it. Ain't no way he could. Ain't no way he could. Couldn't miss the coming. No way. So, there you go.
Okay. Now, I just want to tell Bert, you have been missing most incredible stuff. So many answers have been answered, or so many questions answered.
We stand at who Lukenbach is.
Okay, well, let's give Bert an example. Okay, Bert, we're gonna mute everybody, and I'll play you a little bit of what we've been doing. It's
okay.
Pretty extraordinary. Can you speak, Bert?
Yes.
Okay,
can you
Bert.
Hear me?
Yeah, what we did on Thursday, Caroline managed on Skype to split the hologram ion away from JW. So we're having a session with the hologram ion, and we can watch them. So you've missed an incredible bunch of stuff, but we're going to give you an example of the next topic.
That's incredible.
Okay, I'm muting you, and we're going to play it. Okay, here we go.
So, Karen, what is it that something in the Bible, we find it, very interesting. I like that in chapter, the second or third tape, chapter 4, 5, 6, or 7, the...
Hey, Karen, he's quoting the scripture.
Yeah, I'm quoting scripture.
Don't say anything,
Ralph.
You'll never buy it.
Yeah, let's be
quiet. You mean in Revelation?
Yeah, I'm talking about Revelation. Karen heard that Ayn said that once our DNA is changed with the RNA, we would not have our skin burned. So it was 2 years later when Ginny said she didn't get her sunburnt, and then I noticed I wasn't getting sunburnt, that it was pretty impressive that Ion laid that out 2 years before. Is there any commentary you want to make on that, Ion?
It's in the palm of your hand now, baby. It's a yes, it's a no, no, maybe.
Which song is that?
A Katy Perry song.
Oh, okay.
And I think I'll move it forward. That was a short item. We'll move up to 59. This will be another two-minute section.
Well, how does it catch up? What would manifest the catching up?
The environment is changing, Bob. You can't recognize it because you're trying to gauge a picture riding in a car going 1,000 miles an hour, and you're trying to get a snapshot of what is. Well, what is changes because you're going 1,000 miles an hour.
Well, it sounds like we don't do anything.
Just give it a second. It'll work itself.
Yeah, we wait. We wait a bit.
So far, everything else you've made up and it's come true, so you'll be all right.
I was saying to Carol today that because the Word is the PowerPoint, the Bible would describe the attachments to the Word as cells. So all the symbolism in the Bible is for amino acids and cellular level of communication. That's what humans are. We're more cells, as we image the cells, than our physical bodies.
So your history would be located on book cells.
Bookshelves?
No, cells, like book cells.
That's a pun.
Yeah, because if you're writing a book with your life, then it would be stacked on the cells.
I'm saying that the reason that the cellular knowledge all through the Bible is that is
thoroughly stored in the cell.
In the self, which is a cell. That's a more accurate image of what we are visually. It has a visual bias because we're really the power of the voice. So the reason the Bible has all this cellular knowledge in there, that is what is more accurate about describing the thing that has the word power.
Okay. Your TikTok is up. What more would you like?
Could you show me another corridor, like we just saw at the beginning, another corridor from another world?
JW showed us his portal.
We won't go into where JW's portal was in the factory, but there it is. What was the topic just before this topic? I just played the first thing I played. Do you remember what it was? I don't even remember what this topic was. It's amazing. You can't have a fucking brain around here.
Well, God in very deep dwell with men on the earth. Behold, heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain thee, how much less this house which I have built.
What's that?
No, we were doing our own little show. Sorry, Bob. We thought we were on mute.
Okay, well, let me just ask the people I know. Just mute you for a sec. Put you on your other show, your other channel. And let's see. Where are we at? Did anybody remember what we just played? I seem not to be able to recall what we just heard. What was it about?
Neither, Bob. I can't even.
Yeah, what the fuck?
You mentioned Burning Hand and Katy Perry's song.
I wish you had a clear phone. If you had a clear phone, I'd know, but no, your phone's too much.
Sunburn.
Sunburn.
You were talking about
sunburn. Yes. Well, what did I ask about that? I said, okay, we got the sunburn. That was the previous topic, right? What came of that? Did he tell us anything about it?
Said it's in the palm of your hand. Katy Perry.
Oh, that's right. We didn't get an answer. That's why I blocked it. That's why I'm blocking everything out, Bert. There's nothing coming through. There's nothing being completed. We're not getting complete statements from Ryan, so I just drop it. So now the second topic we just heard was, I had it 5 seconds ago. The cells. So, you know, there's cellular knowledge in the Bible. And it describes people and the clothes they wear, but the clothes actually refer to amino acids and all that cellular stuff, because we're more cells than our arms and legs and body parts. The cells are closer to the word power than your body organs, because you can change your body into another kind of animal. So the cellular changeableness is more key than the organs.
Wow. Shape-shifting.
So if the Bible's going to tell the truth, beside the word power, the next level of knowledge is you're all cells. You travel through your cells, go to other worlds. It has to be riddled with symbolism of cellular stuff, but it's not symbolism. The actual bodies, the human beings are the symbols, and it's the cells that's the important ground underneath the bodies in the Bible.
Damn,
that makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
And literally changing the image.
There's something that I came across today about amino acids. Amino acids comprise the second largest component. Water is the largest of human muscles, cells, and other tissues.
The amino acids are almost as much as the water?
Yeah.
The amino acids make up a big chunk of the body.
Yeah.
Well, it's the proteins, and DNA is made up of all proteins, right?
And proteins are amino acids?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So amino
acids
are
the content. The four letters of the DNA chain are all different kinds of amino acids.
So they're the content of protein. So when Ian says eat more protein, that means eat most of your body or most of everything, because they're amino
to build our new DNA, I suppose, to build all those double helixes.
Tell that to vegetarians.
Yeah. That's why it's really interesting to do any type of muscle work. I mean, any kind of muscle work, it feels different with the RNA drops.
You mean on the drops?
Yes. It's almost like you have an instant adapting system in your muscles that you can do just about anything that you want to do.
The RNA drops make the amino acids work better and faster, more efficiently.
Yeah.
It pumps the adrenals.
So, Ian, that's what you mentioned months ago, that we will begin to notice that we never get tired when we start doing any type of physical work.
There's no significant buildup of lactic acid in the body, in the meat sack body, if your magnesium levels are in check and if you are constantly engaging in your RNA drops. We can sing that like Dylan, too, if you want us to. We've been practicing.
So that kind of explains it. That's why you take the drops and the amino acids, all that stuff that just keeps you going. That's your real sustenance.
Yeah, don't tell them, though, Bob. You just mess it up. Then you have to talk about Luke and Bach, and then we'll get all messed up.
Yeah, then we'll have to answer Shannon's questions, which are ridiculously simple and convoluted.
But they're good. They're good because that way you know they're listening.
Yeah.
That's more to say for the rest of your audience.
Yeah, mostly Shannon. I can rely on my family to listen. Yes, I can do that.
Yeah, but Bert, your workouts must be just amazing now, then, haven't you? You've been like an athlete or involved in your whole life.
Tell us about your big old buff self. This will be fun. Tell us.
No, man, I don't want to talk about that.
Oh, yeah. We tell me when you puff up, get all puffed up, strapped up. Tell us.
I don't do that anymore. I don't do that anymore.
But inquiring minds must know. We must know. We can tell you what Luckenbach thinks about it.
I was listening earlier, and you were mentioning about we were never born in eternity, and that's busts the labyrinth up. But I have a question. Are we moving towards a singularity right now? I mean, really close to something?
Land is just in sight. Moses led God's children. 40 years he led them through the rain, cold, and through the fire.
Are the kingdoms merging, beginning to merge now, really close?
Yeah, except for Media.
That's me, Bob, and I'm holding out.
No, he's not holding out. He's Hobab. Open L Hobab.
Oh, yeah, he found out my real name, Bert. I found out who I am.
Bob, you got about 9 hours down. You're going to catch him up on 9 hours because the bastard didn't show up. This is nice.
No. I have some Bob questions for you, Ion.
Okay.
Yeah, that would fit. Yeah.
Work. You got to earn your supper. Go.
Are there factors that we are not aware of related to the phenomena of Bob?
Yes.
Have you always engaged with Bob? Meaning that before
so far,
so far, so far, Bert. You know, your question of timing, a lot of what you're getting at was answered earlier tonight.
Dun, dun, dun. Green Giant.
Let's have one of the INS summarize what, just tell Bert what you learned about me. Did somebody go for it?
Bob is 4,000 years old. And he was Hofenol.
Hofenel Habab is my name.
Hofenel. Yes. It's not Habab. It's Hofenel.
He never transitioned. He's been alive 4,000 years.
A little further back.
Yeah. Bob and JW go way back.
About a week back. Yeah, we got a week back. When did we get it? Oh, about a week back, yeah.
I was Moses' brother-in-law or father-in-law. The Bible's not sure. No one's ever sure about me.
And Renee was a wetback.
And I was a Moabite along the way.
He got messed up in Shittim.
Shittim, yeah, S-H-I-T-T-U-M.
Is Bob older than Ezekiel?
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
Bob,
you
used to hang out with Ezekiel?
Yes.
I hung out with everybody, Bert. Me and JW started this universe.
He was a concubine, and in one life, he was a raging homosexual.
But I was a homosexual for 1,000 years, Bert.
Yeah, it was bad. It was terrible. But he was good at it. What did he show? Did you come it to the point? To some point, Bob, it was to some point. You were raising conversation.
Yeah, it was to some point. It was brought to some point.
Okay, so now let's go back to your ab. Do you find that you recover from your ab pretty easy, or is it still challenging for you?
It's a lot easier.
Ah, so tell us about your washboard abs.
I don't have washboard abs. My abs are hard. That's the question. My abdominal muscles are really hard, but they're not washboard. I mean,
hard as in like distended, or hard as in like not flabby?
Not flabby.
Good, good. And your love handles, are you going to go with those?
Well, I've always had a little bit of a love handles, and they're not really as big as they used to be.
Well, we love them. There's nothing wrong with them. It's just you're trying to move your waist. Don't you think?
Yes.
Don't do that.
One more time. What was that?
Don't move your waist. You're moving your waist. Try to move your waist, which accentuates your love handles and makes them look bigger. And when you quit trying to move your waist, then they look smaller. Ta-da!
Okay, but I don't understand what you mean. Don't move my waist.
You're moving your waist. You're moving your waistline.
Too much.
Yes, and when you did that, it made your love handles look bigger. When you went back to normal, they look smaller.
but I'm working with...
When you do squats, we know what you're doing. When you put on a squat belt, do you find you try to always put it too low?
I haven't put on a squat belt in a long time, I am.
There's your trouble.
So you're saying I need to get a squat belt to do what I'm doing?
No, we're not. We're just saying when you put a squat belt on, if you try to put it on too low, that's why you have love handles. We weren't suggesting you actually take activity. We were trying to compare it so we could talk about your jiggly self.
Okay.
But you're on the x-ray table now since you finally drug in, and you missed all the Lugenbach sections, and it was terrible. You missed the portals. You missed the cheer of the factory. You missed how many megahertz of electricity is being created. You missed when it changed out of switch gear. You missed the other side portal, which connects things back to the mountain for Lord-suffering cats and shit we weren't supposed to be talking about. We laid out all the details of how you connect all this kind of stuff, how it's going to overtake most of the utilities. We won't name them all. We could. We probably have already. Bob probably played it. You know, that Bob, he's just out there all over the place, keeping things hidden in plain sight. Just all over the place.
But technically, I haven't missed anything because everything's recorded.
But Bob says you can't know nothing, and there's a lot of it's been recorded, and y'all don't have that yet either, so we don't know. We can't even get songs played when we want them. But Bill's good. If Bill ever gets them, he plays them right away. We had a great and wonderful thing on Isom Lee. Oh, it was beautiful. It was fine, fine. We were looking for stones. Yeah, oh, it was fine. And we did some gators. That's what Bob calls the gator trio. Canaan land is just in sight. That was good.
Did you outline the process of how Bob became Bob now and Bob is 4,000 years old?
More than 4,000 years old.
So you're saying that Bob, Carolyn, and JW have always had the ability to change their cells, and now they're really moving more to that understanding.
And so it lays out in 1 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 29 through 20 or 30, how the treasures are organized in the temple.
Temple reference in the Bible, is that the reference to the body?
Which temple?
Solomon's temple.
Which Solomon's temple? There were three.
The third.
No, that is not representative of the body. That's a representative of finding you. That's the last place you left your power, behind the veil that was rent in two, where Herod sat nervously on his keeping porch. The king of the Jews, who wasn't even Jewish enough to go into the temple, to go into the Holy of Holies, Vashti stood in the reticule, wondering how he would ever have a priest and a Levite that was quality enough to go behind the veil. That Solomon's temple is the one with the phoenix over the door. That temple, yes.
Are we approaching that moment now where the original Solomon's temple will manifest?
It's already begun.
You mentioned last week about the mountain. Is that a geographical location on the earth?
You better know it.
And the stone you mentioned, is that Dr. Carolyn Dean's stone?
Do. Well, it's actually the one she named in Revelation, yes. The one found in Ezekiel. The one they've been looking for, the one that was hewn out of the mountain, the one that was falling forth, the ones in your RNA drops. Whoops.
I have a question regarding the swing down chariot song.
Yes, we adore it. That Ezekiel went down. He was looking at it for a wheel. Yeah. Go ahead.
Is the meta application of Ezekiel's application to the forehead, is that reference to the hypothalamus?
It connects to the hypothalamus, yes. But it connects to the thalamus, which then it reacts with the hypothalamus. How very high-minded of you to notice.
I can't discuss it right now because I have no background on it, but there's interesting
about... Neither does Bob, and he does it every day.
Okay, good. And then I can carry on. Ezekiel's chariot.
Uh-oh. Just so you know, Bob, at the end of the day, he calls this. So, okay. It's on. So let's go. Go ahead.
I was looking at Ezekiel's reference to the wheel, and there are four animals or four beasts. And I remember you mentioning the four beasts earlier this year. So the question is, those four animals, they're referenced to four elements. Is that correct?
It's in Revelation.
That's what you told me the last time.
You know it. You ain't looked up yet, so.
No, I did,
damn.
But then I got confused with the calf.
Yeah, which calf? Had the face of a man and the face of the ox. Lion and the lamb, Judah.
Yeah, we're right back to where we were then.
You better know it, big man. You better know it. Nehemiah was a bad king.
Chronicles 26:20. What was that? First Chronicles?
First Chronicles.
First Chronicles, yeah.
What was the chapter?
26.
What verse? 29?
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to pull this off memory because I am what you're just lining
Judges
up right now.
30 through 38.
What was this chapter part?
Six. Judges 6.
Judges 6 verses what?
30 through 38.
And that helps with his question?
No, that deals with your Amalekites and your Midianite problem, your miscegenation. It's all about Bob, you see.
With the Midianites, right? Midianites.
Okay.
Midianites. God is even trying to make Midia, trying to make all of Midia Midianites.
Bob, yeah. You said earlier that all of the people represented in the Bible are representing selves. So you just mentioned Judges will help with the, what is it, the Midianites or Mennonites or?
Not Mennonites now. Midianites.
Okay.
And the Amalekites.
Amalekites.
Yeah. Joash. Yeah, Joash. Go ahead. You got it. Don't let us distract you, Doc. No, listen there.
Are these new cells that are new elements that are being created at this moment?
No, they're not new. They're Mount Gilead.
Okay. Mount Gilead.
You're doing great because you're actually focused. And see, let's take the heat off of you a minute. You go, you dig through all this bunch of miscegenated bullshit, and you round this thing out and figure all this stuff and go against every word. You do actually listen to some of the stuff, and that's actually good. It serves you well. And you get real smart about things, and you line it up,
no,
and you throw it all off, and you're obsolescent, and we get it. And you're doing a good job, and everything's good, and your questions are good. You ask questions. We don't like all of them, but you're asking questions, and that's a good thing. We answer your questions. That's more than a lot of them can say, because a lot of them get distracted in this other. They don't really want to know. You are actually intrigued and interested, and that's why you're able to get some answers that others don't get. Okay?
Okay.
Now, your drive and your focus, you're clever, but you won't go to the end. You'll go so far and you'll yield. Don't yield. Focus it out.
Okay.
We'll tell you some things. We'll tell you some things. We'll tell you some things.
I was just
going to
say
we'll
that,
tell you some things.
I have noticed
we'll
that. I was just going to say, you're not pursuing one topic far enough. I mean, he said the mountain was
right. Geography,
and then you didn't go further with it. You went on to another topic.
Okay, let's go to Mount Gilead, this mountain.
Okay.
You're saying it is a geographical location.
Yeah.
This geographical location, is it reference to what Bob said earlier, that it's like in the next corner right beside us right now, that it's possible that we're able to see Mount Gilead in a few moments?
Canaan land is just in sight.
Is that related to that we're right at the point of making a really big change in our reality?
If we could get rid of your damn reality, we wouldn't be having this conversation. So, yes, we're having to do with your Luckenbach reality right now, but we're going to get over it. We're going to kill a Gutenberg right out of you.
let me just say this. Roxy, she asked a lot of questions earlier. Does any of this relate to what you wanted to know, Roxy?
I was wondering what he said about all the people in the Bible being ourselves.
You're wondering what?
If I could speak more about how the people in the Bible is also ourselves.
Well, I'll give the answer. See what I said. I say that the cells are more the basis of your humanness connected to your word power because you can take on any form. So you need your cells to change the form. Your form, your arms and legs and face are not as important as the cells in terms of your determining your visual fate. Is that appropriate, what I just said, Ian?
Are you through?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, you would be, except for Judges chapter 16, all of it. The failure of Samson.
Judges 16 answers the cellular ground.
Well, no, it questions what you just said.
Oh,
you just said, we don't even know what you said. We didn't get every syllable. And you can't repeat it, so it's lost forever.
I can repeat it.
Okay, then let's see if we can be plain this time. Let's see if we can go for clear this time, Bob.
Well, the essence of our being, our power, is the words. The next level of our apparatus that makes us be what we want to be is the cells. And then that determines what form you adopt. So when the Bible describes people anthropomorphically or having arms, legs, and eyes, and heads, and mouths, it's better to have the truth written in the cellular form that's embedded underneath the stories of the Bible, the anthropomorphic stories. So the cellular is the ground plan of the point of the Bible.
And we say, great, those words are fine, except for Samson.
And that's in Judges 16.
Yes, the failure of Samson.
The failure of Samson, that denies the truth of what I said.
Correct. If that's the case, then your cells, those cells are the sustained Samson. And they did in the end, but there'd been no failure otherwise. Do you see?
It's like he lost his power when Delilah cut his hair.
No, he lost his power when he separated himself from his hair.
But because he thought he had the false premise that his power was his hair.
No. See, Luke Inbox says that you don't make your hair makes you. So, in the words of Luke Inbox, you have to know that it is all about the bass, no treble.
What would be the bass?
Yeah, there
Samson's meat sack body. And what would be the treble? Samson's hair.
And that's bass, B-A-S-E?
Yes.
The hair and the nails are like connected to non-physical. That's why they grow non-stop.
Yes. Even when you say you're dead, that's right.
Is there really a connection in having long or short hair and having your power or not?
No, nothing to do with it.
Ion, is there a relationship between Mount Gilead and the cells?
Yes. There's a
Mount
Gilead. In
Gilead. Can you give me what chapter Mount Gilead is in the Bible?
Lots of them.
Okay.
We did already.
One? Okay. Judges?
Bob, he does better when he doesn't listen to the show.
Is the Judges 6?
Yes.
You're only good during the week, Bert. You're lousy on the weekend.
Bert was also asking about the temple, Solomon Temple. And I think, is it in the Revelations, it says, we are the living stones of the temple?
So just as Mount Gilead represents the cells are represented by Solomon's temple, Ion?
No, it's by Laban.
I mean the guy who built it?
Yeah, Jacob and Laban.
Mount Gilead represents the cellular. You're not going to lay that on the temple. The temple is not a image of cellular something. Well, the temple is in our angel diagram, right? Solomon's temple is in there.
Yeah.
So yeah, all the cellular stuff is in
all
the diagram. So, yeah, the angel diagram shows more than the cells.
Genesis 31:25.
That was the last place where we had our power. Do we have to rebuild the temple to cross the river? Or
no, no more than you have to go buck naked across the river. The only reason you got to go buck naked is if you don't get your shoes wet.
You know, Bert, like you're always a week behind. Like you've got questions from last week, right? That's what you've been laying on us.
Yes and no. I mean, yes, you could say, but then some others is just pulling out what Ion mentioned last week, but I've already asked them.
Okay. Anybody else want to ask any questions?
How does metal bounce?
Yes,
we're on about this metal, Ion. We cannot talk about it. It's a phenomenal phenomenon, Sue, what he's working with there.
Okay.
It will be a major factor in the 21st century, so... The reason we don't talk about Sue is a lot of people, they listen to this show and they send in patents right away. They hallucinate on what we're saying. They come up with ideas and they send patents in. There are smart people listening and they take whatever I'm saying and then they hallucinate a pattern and make a patent of it and just try to throw up against the wall and see if it sticks.
Or bounce it on the floor.
Yeah. They bounce it off the wall.
This phenomenon... Is it going to be bigger than the Coldplay?
Yeah, Coldplay is just the beginning. There's way more. Even Evergreen said that cold fusion will mark the beginning of the modern era, truly modern. We weren't modern 100 years ago or 200 years ago. The modern world begins with cold. Well, they called it Pons Placement's cold fusion, but they're referring to us. They didn't know it. And then there's all the stuff that comes from there. I mean, the projects that we do and discuss with Ion are pretty phenomenal. Got so many cooking because there's nobody as productive as us, and our stuff works on top of that.
But of course, you're going to blow up many worlds doing this, right?
I could say that we don't blow up the world. You and the people who react to it, who misinterpret it or can't take it, they get blown up. We didn't blow them up. They just react that way to the vibration.
But isn't that what McLuhan talked about? Every introduction of a new product or environment is going to create chaos and violence and destruction.
Well, McLuhan was right, and that was for little men, but we actually provide the antidote. We give you the RNA drops to protect you for the blowing up from that. They protect you from it. So we actually provide the solution.
That's pronounced Luckenbach, in case y'all don't remember.
Yeah, who is Luckenbach? What are you pronouncing, Lawrence Welk wrong or something? Was it Lawrence Welk you're referring to?
No, Roxy calls Marshall McLuhan Luckenbach.
So McLuhan.
And we like it. We are liking it. We are liking it. We are liking it. It's that way forever. Luckenbach. It's in. It's done.
Luckenbach refers to McLuhan.
Professor Luckenbach.
McLuhan.
Luckenbach.
All right, how about...
equals McLuhan. Well, that's pretty good. You've changed the language of Ion, Roxy. It's pretty impressive. Just because of your rhythm of speech or whatever you call it, your accent. Your ridiculous accent. You're doing Mexican, Babylonian, Spanish, Toltec, American, Californian, Yucatanian fucking accent. It drove Ion up the wall.
Teutonic Toltec.
Yes, Teutonic
Sonic Toltec? Did you say Sonic Toltec? That's good.
Teutonic Toltec.
We don't even know what you're saying. Ionic Toltec?
Concentrate. Listen.
Catatonic.
Holy shit. That type okay, I'm concentrating.
Teutonic Toltec.
Teutonic Toltec, German.
Jawohl.
It's called phatic static.
I can get no satisfaction.
Very good.
And get no satisfaction.
We know that one. She's making a new version. Tell that to Mick. Can't get any satisfactory.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the kind of humor you used to do in grade school, right? You swayed the beast in your schoolmates with that kind of humor, right? That's pretty clever. Uh-oh. Is that us, Ian?
What's that?
You're on, Bob.
I'm on? That's the factory? Or do I have to stem the tide?
They wanted some portal business. That's how I get my little.
Get ready, people. We're going on to the Grand Valley roof. Factory noise.
That sounds like water.
10:45, 10:44. Now that's the water. That's action water, man.
Oh.
Oh.
Ion, does the sound of Coldplay have an effect on us when we hear it?
Well, does it?
Yes, all sound affects matter with vibration.
Well, does it?
Yes.
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 Okay, then it do.
Canaan land is just in sight.
So what you're trying to come up to, Bob's trying to get you all ready for the Feast of Tabernacles.
Yeah. The living water, the bread of life.
1 Kings 8:95. 1 Kings 8:95. 1 Kings 8:91. 1 Kings 8:65-9:1.
Anybody actually going to look them up? No.
Well, you don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I know. It's for the people listening, for the scientists who are patenting us. They're doing it.
Hey, Bob, finish the house of the Lord, then the
Bert,
king's house,
and
all
you, have you considered, Bert, that Ion is laying all this stuff out for other people
and his
who
own
are listening?
House is prosperously effective.
Yeah, I'm having a chance to go back to look, but I'm going to try to look.
Let's talk about your thighs, Bart. How they do it?
Fine.
Good. What would you want to change about your meat sack body if you could?
Yeah, okay. We're going to talk about meat sack body. I'm experiencing something now. When I first engaged you, you asked me about my feet. Right now,
yes.
I'm dealing with plantar fasciitis.
Yeah, we love it. It's beautiful. That's great. You know why you're feeling that?
I guess I'm reconnecting the tendons or the nerves that I damaged 35
years ago. That's beautiful, fine. That's ridiculous, but okay, that's fine. Bob plays that
cortisone
shit,
shot.
Too. We know. Bob plays that shit, and he never got a shot of nothing. He wouldn't even shot, if he had a shot of bourbon, he wouldn't have a shot of nothing. But Bob had that crap. He was dragging his ass to the beach and thought that Carolyn thought she was going to have to hire somebody to carry him down and throw him in the water. And it was just wah, crying all over the... See, they will fuck all over goddamn Europe from end to toe and don't have no trouble, but can't get out of bed and get to the telephone to answer. They had to lay it by his bed so he can get with his... Oh, my foot hurts. Ion, help my foot. Bob, we missed a syllable. You need to be clear. We need to hear you. You should get a Panasonic. It'll help you. You should get a Panasonic. But, so anyhow, the process then what happens is you can nurse this if you want to. But what's happening is your body, this old damage, you're bringing it back. You are reconnecting. Now, total biology is very clear what it says, that you come back into this notion that you must bump into the thing that you had pain, and your auntie Clarice had pain, and you have to have pain because there was pain in the body that total biology says is painful. But that connection, what you're talking about, is what you want to do. You want to go from the inside out. Take a little magnesium, Remag specifically. Put it in a little atomizer. Do you know what an atomizer is?
Yes.
The T. You do? Take a fine one, a little fine one, and spritz it on the bottom of your feet, Mr. Plantar Fasciitis.
Okay.
You do that, and you do a layer. Now, you can do salt, you can soak, and you can do all that kind of crap. But forget all that. Just go past it. And here's what you need. Do you know what calf extensions are?
Yes, I do.
Do you know how to do them appropriately?
Yes, I do.
Tell us.
You get on the edge of a plank. You can do it on the steps.
How high? How much clearance?
How much clearance?
Yeah,
I
how
mean,
high
just,
a board? How deep a step? How far up?
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
It does not matter because it's based on
it
your
does.
Flexibility of your ankle.
That's not what we're
okay.
saying. It does. Bless God, argue with us and let's see how this works out. It
okay,
does
I'm not arguing.
Matter.
I'm listening. I'm listening.
The
I'm all ears.
The extension needs to be at least 3 inches high. At least.
Okay.
You can do 100 feet if you want to, but at least 3 inches from the all ground right. to where your heel is.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you get on the ball, what you call the ball of your foot, and you balance with two
yes.
fingers on something. Balance two fingers. You got to balance yourself with two fingers.
I see now, yes.
Like a pole on either side, if it's a stairwell or something. Two fingers
right.
is the only way you can hold on. Nothing else can hold on. And then you do, guess what, here, I'll wait for it. 10 sets of how many?
10.
100. No. 10 sets of 100. And do them pretty fast. Then you got less than 30 minutes. Do them fast. You can take a little break and you may cry like a bitch for one or two sets, but push on through it. Then what happens
right.
is you're going to move your plantar fasciitis into another level of your body. And then you're going to need to move some lactic acid out of that muscle because it's going to become quite distended. The distension is what's causing the neuropic pathways to be clogged. The clogged and the lack of significant blood flow because your blood has changed is noticing in the old wound that you never got over to remind you of your mortality, however morbid.
Wow.
Seeing that thing? It also takes the little numbness in your toes. You know when your toes go numb? It also takes
yep.
care of that too. Oh, I forgot. We're
right.
talking smack now. We're talking smack now. That'll take care of that, too.
I used to give private sessions to people, and then he'd start off soft, and then about the fifth session, he'd get hard on him. I have to congratulate you, Bert. You've gotten to the fifth level, the fifth session, where Ian is thankfully rough on you, not holding anything back. He's mocking you as he gives you the advice. See, that's a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes.
It's good. We are sated in our opinion to lay knowledge in your domain.
Thank you.
Unless ye not the position.